Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
No.
Autographs.
Autographs. Autographs. Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcasts. But honey, no.
Welcome to another episode of No Autographs, Please.
Thank you, Arda, and welcome to you.
Did you wear your bathing suit today? Are you in your bathing suit?
I practically did. It is my panty shorts, and I can't. My legs are just bursting out of things
okay.
lately.
Wait, do you normally walk around? Am I allowed to talk?
Of course. Nicole Byers here.
You guys, she's an actor.
One and only.
She's a comedian.
She's a host.
She's a podcaster. She's an author.
All of it.
She's on Nailed It. She's on Grand Cru. She's the host of Why Won't You Date Me? She's the co-host of
Best
Lauren.
Friends.
Newcomers.
Who's Newcomers?
Newcomers.
The way you said it is wild.
Newcomers.
What's Newcomers? Is it
What's
a finance?
Newcomers?
It's a finance
It's replacing e-commerce.
Yeah,
I see.
It's Newcomers.
Yeah,
and of course,
I
see. Dr. Banana and her lover, Hello. Zach, are here.
Yeah. Now, Nicole, what were you going to say?
What were you going to say about RuPaul?
Well, the theme song one sounds just like RuPaul.
It does sound exactly
it's
like him.
Very wild.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you listen to RuPaul?
Of course.
RuPaul has a fabulous happy birthday song that is unhinged. All it is happy birthday to you.
Can I be honest with you? I feel like RuPaul is really anything but underrated. Like, I think finally the world's catching up to his brilliance.
Yeah,
his music,
so.
However, I still think is a little underrated. It's so good.
It is, because it's just silly and fun.
Right,
I
totally.
Didn't hear the happy birthday scene one more time.
It's just happy birthday to you.
By the
it's
way,
just happy
it's like that peanut butter song where you just peanut butter.
That's like, that's my kind of music.
If I ran a daycare,
yes,
I would. Those are I would play those songs.
If I ran a daycare,
if they're kid friendly,
I would have everybody dress up like a power player and like very big shoulder pad suits. I would just like teach.
That should be the book they actually publish of OJ's. If I ran a daycare,
wait,
instead of If I did it
is the best title ever.
I like the idea of children in power suits.
Power suits, yeah.
Big shoulder pads.
Big
to
shoulder
like
pads.
Teach them to like own space. I think it's actually a very good idea.
You know what?
I do too.
And particularly, like, I feel like if I had been a little gal doing that, like, I feel like my brother, they were always like, well, he'll do business. You know
For
what I mean?
Sure,
you know
right.
what I
mean? Mm-hmm.
Brian's brother. Still, every time he leaves, he's 1 year older.
He doesn't believe in anything that happens in the city. He doesn't think anyone does anything,
he doesn't
even when they do.
He doesn't think he has a job or a career. Every time Brian
That's
leaves
wild.
Him, he's 1 year older than him. He lives in Houston still.
He's a lawyer. We've lived very different lives. He's lovely. Uh-huh. But every time I see him, he's like, when I leave, he gives me a $100 bill. And he says, I know you can't be making any money. Yeah. That's what he says to me. Even though I think we make about the same.
Right? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I think we make
what
about the same.
What think you are buying with 100 duelers in Los Angeles?
You know, I used to not take it, and then I started to take it.
I would be like, actually, can I have more?
Yeah.
Like, if you're giving, I could actually use 500.
Last year, he asked me if I had a computer.
Get a computer! What's wrong with you? Take it here. Take this man's money.
Look at his face.
You're right. I should. I don't know what I'm doing.
Be like, I don't have a car. Yeah. I walk to Gelson's begging for avocados.
You're right. I do live in a condo. It'd be nice to upgrade to a house.
Which sibling in your family?
Do you have siblings, Nicole?
I have one sister, and I'm really thinking about that.
Who would give the $100?
Well, it shifted because she used to pay the phone bill and help me out. Right. And now I pay the phone bill.
That's right.
Sure.
So I would be the one to give $100, but I wouldn't. Just out of nowhere.
Right.
That's a no autographs, please move.
It is. Giving someone $100 when they don't need it.
Let me be his sister.
You know what?
I know. I'm going to say,
Nicole and Arden and I are going out after. Mm-hmm. We would love to go to the Chateau.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun.
We don't want to pay.
No. Mm-hmm.
And he would be like, no problem. I don't know that he would, but in my heart, he would.
You know
I
why
think
he would?
Here's because if I sounded desperate enough. Also, he doesn't return my calls or texts, so I bet he'd feel guilty.
Here's why he would do it.
He
would.
By the way, we're very close.
He
that's
would
the
do it. He would do it so he could feel like he won. He would do it to win. He would do it to have pity on you in a fun way.
You're right. I would, you know what though?
I really think you should start taking his money.
I'm going. I do too. Last couple times I did, and I was like, thank you. I could really use some walking around money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, does he ask you about your life?
Well, yes. Like, for instance, he'll say something like whether it's, like, for instance, when the strike was looming, he was sort of like, is there like anything you have to do? And I was like, there was one thing I just had to turn in on time and blah, 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 but it's fine. And he's like, oh, okay, but like, you didn't have to do anything. And I was like, no, I like had to wrap it up. He goes, right, but that doesn't actually mean anything, right?
I can't.
The correct answer is, I was working on something, but I'll be out of work for a real long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make ends meet.
You're right.
If I wish I had a computer.
I am doing this all.
I wish I had a car. I wish I had a house.
You
got to
play this right.
You got to play this right.
We as people are too proud.
That's
and what's
right.
the point?
No, there is. I'm learning.
What's
there's
the point?
No point.
Take things from people they're given.
I'm fine being pitiful.
I crossed over with my brother over the holidays. We were out for dinner. It wasn't assumed that he was taking us out. But when the bill came, I found myself screaming at my own brother, thank you, Daddy. I made him pay.
That's
everyone,
perfect.
Thank you, Daddy. They, I was like, okay, that's fucked up. That's fucked.
Do you have a no autographs, please, this week, Arden?
No, I have two. One of them came to me. I have two. My first nominee, Nicole and Brian. This is the first person who I actually feel like is not delusional. And for our new listeners, no autographs, please, energy. It's the delusional confidence. I feel like we are very self-deprecating.
Sure.
We want some of that confidence that people who act like they're nailing it, but they're not necessarily nailing it.
Sure.
And we want some of that swagger. So this person I actually feel like is nailing it, has been nailing it, and is the only person who does deserve to call the press on herself.
Nicole Byer.
Aside from Nicole Byer.
Okay, fair enough.
I have to tell you how much I love Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl Martha Stewart at 81 going, well, sure, they called me. I've got great hair, great tits. I had 3 months. I got a spray tan. And they complaining that they made her put on 9 or 10 swimsuits. Like, damn, I had to change 9 or 10 times.
That's what's so great about her.
I love her. I loved it because I think she's probably
the oldest sports model or
she
sports
is.
Cover
yeah,
on
she,
that
Elon
ever.
Musk's
yeah.
mom did it in her 70s a couple years ago. But she by the way, Martha looks great.
Oh, I feel like
she just had a full-blown facelift.
Did she?
Absolutely.
How do you know?
You can see it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It worked.
And I follow this Instagram where they go like deep and like, look at that scar.
What is that Instagram?
Because she said claims that she never had done
She said she only gets a little filler.
Okay.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah. Right. Honestly, at 81, if she just had it, because that's a lot. If you wait that late to get it, she looks fucking
great.
But
you don't. You think she wait? I think we're
you think
people
she was
are
lying.
Doing like
She's
little
lying.
Nips
She's
and
lying.
Tucks
She's
as
lying.
They
oh,
go.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
I just found out about a couple of people who are doing way more than I thought they
were. Yes.
That are like in our mix.
Okay.
And they don't do it in LA. They go to some guy in Houston.
Wow. Yeah. How did you find out?
A bird told another bird that told me. Oh my God. Actually, it was only one bird away.
You gotta tell me.
Yeah. Birds are chatting.
That's fun. So what kind of things are happening?
I don't entirely know, but more than you would think. It's not like Botox and filler. It's like some other stuff too.
There's like non-invasive facelifts you can get where they put like a string in.
Yes, I think maybe they're going
things like that.
It's stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, the threading.
And then like there's like things where they like. Yeah, they get your jowls up and stuff. Like, it's a lot of non-invasive stuff.
Hold up the jowl.
But can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It does seem like a ridiculous thing to do for not Nicole Kidman.
Right.
But, do you know what I mean? Like, to go out of town and, like, shroud yourself. It's sort of like, no, I mean, maybe some people on, like, Southwest Airlines might have seen the TBS show you were on. But otherwise, like.
I love it. Okay. I also love this Ozempic craze. I think it's very funny.
It's all we're talking about. Because it's so obvious.
Great.
It's,
my favorite thing is, like, you see somebody, like, 2 months ago at an appearance, and you see them 2 months later, and they're like, can you imagine all this walking?
There's so many names I want to name about that.
Oh my God, the Met Ball alone. I was just like, wow.
It was so wild. I was like, wow, we're doing it.
And we're all just supposed to, I mean, look.
I feel like Andy Cohen's the only one asking them straight up. Like on his show, he'll be like, you did Ozempic? And they're like, and he's like, you did, you can say it. And they're like, I did, yeah.
I mean,
I appreciate that.
Sure. I think the housewives have started admitting it.
Didn't our Queen Margaret?
I believe, yes, Jen Fessler did. And Dolores said she did it because she didn't want to be the one that's not the skinniest at the reunion.
I gotta be honest.
I love a Dolores moment.
Now they're like pressuring each other to do it.
It sounded sort of okay until the fact that you told me it's like diarrhea. I can't handle that.
The New York Times did an expose on the side effects.
Yeah, I can't
diarrhea,
deal with that
nausea. It can also kind of potentially ruin your liver and kidney.
I mean, look, if you're dropping that much weight that fast, and it's you're not diabetic, but you're shooting into
your belly.
But also,
cut to me in a week on Mounjaro, the new Ozempic.
Oh my God.
There's so many. There's Ozempic. There's Mounjaro. There's Wengovi.
Yeah. And there was a new one.
There's a new one. My friend is on a new one. She's loving it.
What's the new one?
I'll tell you right now. Excuse me.
Because
I will not
Wengovi
name name.
Isn't for diabetics. That's solely for weight loss.
Entirely for weight loss.
I didn't look.
But I think it's nearly the same thing.
I have no judgment.
Yeah, they're all like GLP-1s or semi-gluteds, or I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's semi-glute something.
Metformin. My friend loved it.
Metformin, yeah.
It's pills and some shots.
It's pills and shots.
I think it's pills, and this person is also maybe doing some shots. And they're loving it. They're loving it. They feel great.
You know?
And then once you stop, it all comes back.
Well, we did have a giant meal
the
other night.
Then what are you doing?
Well,
you're going to inject yourself for the rest of your life?
Well, some diabetics do.
No, that's true. You're right, but these are not diabetic people. No, I know.
Non-diabetics, I think you have to do some therapy as you do it, and then maybe retrain the way you eat. I don't know.
But I don't think anyone's doing that. Nobody is.
It does seem like the appropriate route, but I haven't heard of anyone saying they talk to the Wegovy therapist.
Here's a question. So do you just get like less hungry? What's the deal?
Those are the side effects.
So it's like you're on like
it feels
a
like
ton
your food
of cocaine.
Is like here.
It's like cocaine or like, right?
Yeah, but it's not an upper. It just makes you feel full and like takes away your appetite and then gives you a little diarrhea, a little puke, a little headache.
All right.
There's always a catch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, just a little bit. Look,
ask Olestra.
But I will say, and Fen-Fen.
Can we get a one-on-one with Olestra?
Oh my God, Fen-Fen.
Anna had never heard of Fen-Fen. We were talking about all the throwbacks.
Fen-Fen is fun. Fen-Fen. Fen-Fen was sending people to the hospital.
Yes.
Fen-Fen. It was like a heart thing. You're flying.
It was like literal cocaine.
Right, so it was just like diet pills? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh. Essentially.
It was like speed.
And people were like having
heart
conditions.
Yeah.
Full blown.
Oh, those were the days.
I agree.
Okay, I have another No Autographs Please nominee. Now, I cannot take credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
This yesterday I did a podcast.
You must have loved it.
I did. I loved it. I stuck with you.
I love doing podcasts.
Let me just say. No, I did a podcast with Scott Aukerman and Sean Ditson. I did the one that's like Scott hasn't seen, where he watches movies that he hasn't seen. It was really fun, but they were talking up top and I had never, this is another nominee.
Okay.
I knew about this person's work late at night covering Beyonce alone in their house. Have you seen Vin Diesel super hammered alone in his house singing Beyonce?
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, yeah.
So, it's not Beyonce, it's Rihanna.
That's right. Was it Rihanna?
Yes. I'm so sorry. God bless. It's Rihanna.
Well, he has a new one.
Oh.
There's a new one that came out last week. He's put a vocal of himself on top of Selena Gomez. Okay, wait.
Diesel is a gift.
He really is.
Please. Here's Vin. Is he whistling over it? Ready?
I kind of like it. This is actually the first time I found him sexy.
I have loved him since the first Fast and Furious movie.
I've seen everyone.
Have you seen the short film
that got him on the map?
No.
It's great. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's like... Oh, I mean, yes, please keep playing.
I'm sorry, this is beautiful.
Like,
I love that he's like, I will duet with Selena Gomez and I'm going to release it.
By the way, I loved it. He's perfect.
By the way, he's perfect. And also in real life, his voice is not that deep. Like when he talks in real life, when he's not.
Oh, yeah,
when
I guess
he's not.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's a little
higher. Have you seen the video of him recording Groot on stilts?
No, he's perfect.
Why is he doing it on stilts? Because Groot is huge.
Oh, to like get into character.
Yeah. Okay. And it might seem like overkill, but I cried when he was like, "We are Groot." I was like, worth it.
Wait a minute. Please describe. Where is he on stilts?
He's walking into like a recording studio, and he's on stilts, and then he's recording. He's like, "I am Groot." It's great. And he says it so many times.
Yeah.
Man.
It's perfect.
So is this the thing that got him on the map? Is this a short film or there's
another?
Oh,
yes. What's
so the short film, I think it's called.
Here we go.
It's multi. Oh, wait, that's him on stilts. I am Groot. That is perfect.
Perfect.
But I think it's like multi-facial, multi-racial, something. It was about him because he's ethnically ambiguous.
Sure.
So it's him auditioning and he's not black enough. He's not white enough. And he does this fabulous monologue. And I think someone saw that and that's how he ended up in Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
I could be lying, but I think that's
true.
I
like that story.
Okay, that's a real story.
Schwab's Diner plucked out of obscurity. I mean, I like that.
I've seen every Fast and Furious.
Did you see Fast 10?
Is it out yet? Is that the one that just came out?
No, it comes out today, but I saw it yesterday.
How was it?
I gotta go tonight.
I could not wait.
I go usually opening night.
Loved it. Do you want a spoiler?
Yeah, I love it.
Sure.
I love them.
Okay.
I've never seen them. You haven't seen any of them. I've seen every single one.
They made it so you would understand everything. Okay. There's like quick recaps.
Were they really difficult before that?
They're really hard. I sobbed at the Paul Walker one when they had to use his brother.
It's like the usual suspects.
I sobbed.
They're not hard to follow, but you might not understand
who's who.
Yeah. But like at some parts, you're like, remember this?
Here's what you need to know. It's all about family.
No, I knew that.
Family.
There is one scene where they say family more than three times, and I couldn't stop laughing.
So F10 is the way to go.
I loved it. Okay. And so
did you love Hobbs and Shaw?
I did.
I did too.
It's a great movie.
I loved it. I thought it was fun.
Watch Fast Five. Because Fast Five is the best one in the franchise.
Is that the one John Singleton did?
Is that the one where they drag the safe through Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
I've seen all of them.
Yes.
Okay, that was a lot of good stunts.
Relies heavily on Fast Five.
Okay,
great. I've got to watch both
and
of them.
It's the best movie, and then you get into Fast 10.
I'll go with you.
I had a fabulous time.
Great.
Okay.
I love it. I'm in.
Okay. I usually go when the arc light existed. I would go every opening night. And I remember there was one when there was Vin Diesel and The Rock. I feel like it was maybe seven, and they were like
five.
They were really close, and the whole audience started screaming, "Kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss!"
I missed that theater experience because I was in a theater. Yeah. Where it was like lackluster, nobody clapped when Vin Diesel came on screen. There's an after scene like a Marvel movie where I screamed because someone appeared who wasn't supposed to be there, and I was really happy. Someone else appears towards the end. I also was like, "Oh my god!" I was the only one making noise.
Was Five also the one where Michelle Rodriguez had the lady fight in the subway with the MMA fighter?
I think she was dead for Five, or fake dead for Five.
Okay, okay. I like that. Right, I like that vibe.
You're correct. She is fake dead in five. I gotta be honest, has a child with a different woman.
Okay, Nicole,
who
I'm
then
now,
they kill off to bring back Michelle.
I'm now completely back on your side that I would not understand F10.
No, they explain it.
Okay.
They literally, when they show his son's dead mother, he's like, yeah. I loved her.
Oh, this is great.
And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then you're like, and then the sister goes, my nephew. And it's like, oh, so Vin's son is that.
You could do the math.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm in. I will absolutely watch it. Because I got to say, you know what is fun? It's one of those types of movies also that if you're busy doing something, because I have done this and it's on, I just leave it on.
Oh, it's
while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. You know.
It's truly such a fun theater experience.
It really is.
I mean, they're all fun. Tokyo Drift is fun.
Tokyo Drift is wild. Nobody's in it.
No.
Right. Oh, that's
so
right. I remember
first
that.
First one was the movie. Second one, Vin said he wasn't doing it.
Third one,
no one said they were doing it. But Vin does appear at the end of Tokyo
Drift.
Just flying
around
parking lots. Also, Tokyo
Drift
is not the third movie. It comes after like the sixth movie because Han is a fan favorite who they were like, we'll bring him back from the dead. His death isn't real. So it's
fun. This sounds fabulous.
It is a cinematic universe.
Yeah.
They send Ludacris and Tyrese to space in the last one.
I'll say that Ludacris is not in enough movies. I will say that.
Ludacris,
I think he's great all the time.
He's great too. Isn't he no longer Ludacris?
He's Chris Bridges.
Yes, he's Chris Bridges. That's right.
Okay, that's my nominee is Vin Diesel and Martha Stewart.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
You don't think Vin Diesel would sign an autograph?
No, he would. No, I mean, that means he's nailing it.
Oh.
No, they would sign it. They're like, oh,
then
please,
I've
please.
Misunderstood this.
Yes. No, they would sign. They're like, oh, please, please. Like, to me, the magic of being like, I will release this single of me and Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Knowing that I'm nailing it because this is the best thing that's ever been recorded.
I have to rethink.
I have a couple.
Please.
Okay.
My first one is, I'm not going to say this actress's name because I think you might be friends with her.
Okay, great. Okay. Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was at the Grove. This was like 10 years ago.
I have to guess who it is.
And, you know, it's fun to go at Christmas by yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know who it is.
So, you already do?
Kate Walsh. No. Okay.
No, older than that.
Okay.
I could see that she was frustrated and she was sort of like darting around. And it was Christmas and the music was annoying and all that. She ends up standing on a chair, holding her phone up in the air, and she screams, does anyone know how to use this?
I know who it is. Beverly D'Angelo.
It's Beverly D'Angelo.
I knew it right away.
I know it's
That's
Beverly.
Very
it's
funny.
Gotta be. Wait, Stewie, tell him, what was she doing?
She was standing on a chair by the Christmas tree screaming, does anyone know how to use this?
About her own
phone.
Her own cell phone.
And people did come up and help her, so I was impressed with that.
You know what?
But I would never have the bravery of that.
You gotta, she's got twins with Al Pacino.
My second one was everyone knows.
She loves wallpaper.
I give my heart and soul to the one and only, the one company that has never failed anyone, ever. Southwest Airlines.
Okay.
I was on a Southwest
from
Midway, Chicago. Because why go through O'Hare?
Never.
O'Hare is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. So I was going from Midway back to L of A. I am eating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't serve food on there except they – I'll say this. They used to just serve pretzels.
Mustard pretzels.
Ew.
Now they do a snack mix that is reminiscent of like a Gardetto's.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Does it have that bread in there?
It has the bread.
Ooh.
I like a snack mix.
This, I don't know when they decided to do this.
I've chowed down on those snack mixes recently.
They're so good. I asked for two. And they also give you brownie brittle. So they've stepped it up. But they don't serve meals.
What's a brownie brittle?
Okay.
It's like a dehydrated brownie.
That sounds fun.
It's good.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, they try to fool you in that, like, it's light food.
It's not.
But you just eat them like chips.
Oh, she's not going to like our dessert.
The change was, I think, peanut allergies.
So
they stopped doing
food.
Peanuts.
I think that's right. But then they went to just pretzels. Now they do a snack mix with chips. So anyway, I brought my own.
Okay, I feel like you like better food than we do.
Beautiful. I mean, what could be
no,
better?
No, I like trash.
Okay, then you might like it.
Lauren hated it.
But
what could be better than an airport Caesar salad, says everybody.
Mike liked it.
Do you know what I mean? Because the dressing only, you can't disperse it. You know what I mean? You pour it on your salad and it's just staying in,
it's
right
just one.
In that
it's like
shape.
A golf ball.
That's
it's like
it.
A golf ball.
So but then you got to dip.
So you have
like
to dip.
I like a dip.
So I did that.
Yeah.
Stunning. Congratulations to the people next to me.
And on the plane.
Also, of course. And also I had a one banana. Okay.
Oh. You little minion.
The FA
okay.
flight attendant walks right past me. As I'm eating my banana, and then backs up, which is such a bold move, and looks at me, and he said, times must be tough. And I go, it was my brother. It wasn't.
I'm like, why does everyone think you're not doing okay?
Because I'll tell you why, because of the way I dress.
Okay.
So this F.A. walks by me.
That wasn't a sexual innuendo? It was because you could only afford a banana?
He said, times are tough. Yes. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I used to work for a major airline, which, by the way, I'm glad he knows what trash he's on.
Yeah.
He was like, I used to work for a major airline, and I knew we were doing bad when the fruit for the meals was a banana. And I was like, oh, I never knew that.
Bananas, like, I think, are the cheapest fruit.
I guess they are. And so he was like, so I just thought maybe times were tough. And I was like, oh, haha. No, I'm okay. And he was like, okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. And by meanwhile, 10 people have heard this.
Wow. What if things were tough? What if you just went to foreclosure?
But you don't understand. I don't remember the last time I saw someone in person pass by me and then literally back up, not turning around.
Do you think you're
backed up?
Your brother sent
walked
him?
Walked backwards.
I want to say on a Southwest airline once, I was flying to Mexico, I feel like. Did they go to Mexico? Did they go to Cabo?
I think they do now, yeah.
The flight attendant, it was Mother's Day a couple years ago, and they...
I can't think of a better way to spend it.
Boy, did they need a lot of attention. And they were like, happy Mother's Day to anyone on the flight, to anyone who is a mother or has a mother. I'm not a mother, nor do I have a mother myself. It was a whole monologue about how this woman did not have
this
children.
This barren, motherless
did
woman.
Not have,
she
was,
probably
did not...
asked for off, and they were like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then everyone walking, I was like, happy Mother's Day. Happy is Mother's Day. She's like, and I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
For sure.
I loved it. It was my favorite flight attendant experience.
Wild.
I loved it when they took over.
Now, Nicole, is anyone coming to mind for you? If not,
somebody
we can
who's
absolutely
just like, they
move
know
on.
That they're nailing it. Somebody from your childhood. Anything.
Okay, I thought of something, and it's inspired by your wallpaper. Do you remember that elephant who went to a woman's funeral and stomped on her?
Yes. Wait, Anna does.
I do too.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm nominating that elephant.
Wow. Absolutely.
Wait, what? Talk to me.
I couldn't tell you what the woman did to the elephant, but that elephant knew where she was being laid to rest and stomped on her.
Whoa. That's really good.
Are you serious?
It's a real story.
Yeah.
Elephants don't forget.
Yeah,
they hold grudges.
So you think it was personal?
Yes. She did something to the elephant. I
good
remember
for
the story.
Elephant, huh?
What did she do to the elephant?
I'll look it up right now.
Okay,
good for the elephant.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Now, are you do you hold a grudge? Because I do.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like, I have a top three list of my enemies. My number one, cannot remember what they've done to me. Number two was a server in Chicago.
Okay.
Who didn't have club soda.
Okay, great, worth
and
it.
I can't remember who number three is.
You know what?
That's
I like
good.
It. It's lying
Thank
there dormant.
You.
That's the most important
Thank
thing.
Do you hold grudges?
I really don't. I'll tell you what I do. I don't hold grudges, but sometimes I'll just stop associating with people pretty quickly if I feel a little wronged. So I work on that.
Oh, that's good. No,
I'm just
think
being
that's
like,
healthy.
I'm removing myself for a while.
I like that.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
I do
if
that.
I'm not having fun, I leave.
Yeah.
And you go, have
same.
To.
Gotta get same. Out of here.
Okay wait. Right. It's worse than we thought.
Okay.
So. Who knows what
he's doing? The elephant's not in here, Anna. She was honestly looking around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She's like, oh, my God, where's that elephant?
He doesn't like when we talk about this.
Yeah.
So it's not clear what she did to the elephant, but he actually killed her.
Oh.
Went to her grave, found out her funeral
date. How can you
date,
not be on the elephant's side?
Killed her, and then also found her home and stomped her home out.
Wow.
I gotta say.
I'm on the elephant's side.
I gotta say I'm on the elephant's
I'm
side.
I'm on the elephant's side, too. This woman did something to this elephant. This elephant said, I'm fucking big.
No.
Wow.
I listen, that's what I mean. And they're such sweet.
They're sweeties.
Yeah.
They're sweetie patities.
All right. Here's how it works, Nicole.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to do an improv, which we'll explain to you during the break.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very sweet, very easy. What we've asked people to do is send us, listeners, to send us the worst thing they've ever heard on a date.
Out of context. This is the worst thing that's been said to them. And these are real lines from dates out of context. And Brian and I are always going on a first date. It always has to end well. But we each have lists that we have not seen.
Okay.
Of lines that have to be incorporated. You don't have to use all of them, but you're welcome to. And if, as a listener, if you hear this, that means that you're about to hear a line. We'll hit that, and then we'll say one of the lines that's a real line. And now, if somebody suggested this, you could tell me if you like this. This is from one of our listeners, from Christina Duty. The location.
Sorry.
Okay.
That
Come
was
on,
really
Brian.
Immature. I know. I'm sorry.
Christina Duty was so excited to hear her name, and then immediately walked into traffic after you laughed at her.
Truly. That was really immature. That got me right at my 6-year-old self.
By the way, do you? why.
I'm glad she wasn't giving a lecture that I was attending.
D-A-D-D-Y. Her location she suggested was picking up trash by the side of the road. But is that hard to have people come in and out? Should we do a different location?
No, I think we could try it.
Okay, and so you can be with us. You could be a driver passing by. We can cut through space and time.
We'll take you through it very easily.
Okay.
Would you like to give us names of somebody that from your past that Brian and I are on the date? Is there somebody that you grew up with? It can be a first name or a full name.
It can also be a fake name.
Or it can be fake. It can be fake.
Okay. I grew up next to Greg Bogart.
Love it. Nice. Love that, actually.
Down the street from Katie Zabrowski.
Great. That's
Wait,
me.
Is that her last name?
Feels like a good
That'll
one.
Work.
I don't think it was Zabrowski. How about Dana Petroselli?
Okay.
I do love an Italian name.
Where did you grow up?
New Jersey.
Hot baby. I like it. Dana Petroselli. Okay. When we come back, we're going on a date with Greg Bogart and Dana Petroselli.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Okay, here we are picking up trash by the side of the road.
Oh, hey, are you Dana?
Oh, guilty as charged.
Thanks for meeting me here. Speaking of guilty as charged, that's why I'm doing time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love a bad boy.
It's part of my probate? No.
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 Community service.
That's the one.
I love a bird with a broken wing.
Sorry, it was a white-collar crime, so I'm not used to the lingo.
Look, you know what? I gotta say, you're looking good. You're looking hot. You have nice boobies.
Well, thank you. I don't work out my top half ever.
I love it.
So I've got legs of steel
and
a top bod of crinoline.
I love it. Oh, a top bod of crinoline. Oh, hi.
Why do you have so many clothes on?
This is my friend. This is my friend who's doing time. Birdie, what were you in time for again?
Birdie, what did you
What
did I do time for? Yeah. Well, I stole the Declaration of Independence.
That's a bold move.
That's huge. I'm impressed that you could get your fingers
on
it.
So we both made probate / parole.
What was your crime?
Well, I impersonated a guard at the house, which happens to be the Lincoln Memorial, where the Declaration of Independence resides. So I actually aided and abetted Bernay.
Wow. So. Well, I bet you were good at that because compared to my ex-wife, your wrists are gigantic.
Oh, well, thank you. I have worked out a lot at a ballet bar, but specifically just my hands.
Sure.
And I gotta say, Birdie, I wonder if you'll agree with me here that, by the way, it's so funny. When I talk about the Declaration of Independence, I lose my accent, you know, because I feel very fancy.
Yeah.
We were only taking it down to laminate it.
Yeah, you were taking it down.
We just wanted to keep it safe.
We love the Declaration.
We love it.
You
we love freedom.
Freedom.
We love America.
Both of you have giant eagle tattoos.
Yeah.
Of course.
Did you give them to one another? Or did
we got them to celebrate the anniversary of the insurrection.
We were insurrectionists.
So you were there on January 6th?
Yes. Sure. We were there January 5th preparing.
What? That's right. We stayed.
So you said you guys helped set up.
We did.
You helped with the buffalo helmet.
We set up tents, except we forgot the poles for the tents. So it was really just a tarp on our face.
That's wild.
We sweat a lot.
You know what? I don't know how to put my finger, but seeing you guys both with eagles, you remind me of a cartoon character.
Oh.
Which one?
Which one?
The one I love. I mostly watch patriotic cartoons.
Uh-huh.
There's one about Sammy the Eagle.
And
I love that.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Actually, because I feel like I need to get to know you a little more.
Oh, please.
You are wearing a lot of clothes, as Birdie mentioned.
Yes, I am.
I'm wondering, though, even with all those clothes, why didn't you wear the dress I told you to wear?
Oh, wow.
I like to look a certain way.
Okay.
And
didn't feel comfortable dressing like Martha Washington coming out.
That's our vibe.
It is our vibe.
I didn't know how to get my hands on it. I'm not a good seamstress. I didn't know where to go procure. I didn't want to steal it like
Birdie,
you told me to.
Yeah.
Can we do something for gorgeous Dana here?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want us to recite as much as we can at the Declaration.
Please.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, this is gorgeous.
All right. 3, 2,
here we go.
1.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
that I will be my neighbor.
Wow.
That's the Declaration.
God, you guys are such good students,
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to come over and watch American Psycho?
Yes, I would.
Birdie, this is not your date.
This is not my date.
This is not your date.
Oh, I get confused.
Birdie loves, first of all, Birdie always says exactly how she's feeling.
Yeah.
So when she's confused, she'll say it. But also, why do you love American Psycho?
Why do you love American Psycho?
Oh, Patrick Bateman is an American hero.
Do you watch yourself when you have sex in the mirror?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Honestly, who doesn't?
Birdie, should I come up with the icebreaker line I was going to say to
Dana? I think so.
Dana?
I would like to hear it.
All right, tell me if this is a little risque, but tell me if it turns you on. I don't know what to eat first, pizza or you. Sorry, too cheesy.
Oh,
wow.
I meant to bring the pizza when I said
but
it.
But yeah, you didn't even bring, there's no food here.
It's in my car.
Oh, you left a pizza in your car? Well, we should go get it.
Okay, let's go to the car. Come on in, guys.
Ooh, this is gorgeous.
You know what I always say? The Impala's not just an animal.
What?
Well, it's a cartoon.
Impala.
Okay, great.
I can't drink tonight. I got 2 DUIs in 10 years and was under house arrest for 3 months after the second one.
Wow.
Birdie's been
actually in prison quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Do you want some of this pizza?
Sure, I would love some. I hope I end up looking like you. Your thighs are like beautifully marbled steaks.
You know what?
Oh,
I appreciate you saying that because the doctors have said varicose veins.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate that, okay?
Nice.
My legs look like a blueprint.
Okay.
And it's not right.
Okay.
But so I really do thank you for appreciating my boobs.
Yeah.
And also,
I like what I see. I point out what I see.
Thank you.
I don't want to make myself a victim here. I don't want to set myself up for, like, you guys to pull a crime on me or anything. But once this lawsuit is over, I'm going to be very rich.
Ooh.
What's going on?
Listen, look.
Okay.
I took a lot of Ozempic. A lot.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
A lot. And I had some problems. I had some issues.
Well, it sounds like that's a you problem.
Look, I know, but I still sued them. They made me too sexy, too hot. I sued the manufacturer. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I'm guessing that I'm going to win. And
well, if you win, Can I lip sync to Katy Perry's Firework?
At my trial?
Birdie, you should lip sync to it right now. Remember, don't sing it, lip sync it.
Okay,
you're gonna love this.
Here we go.
Go. Isn't it good?
You know what? Oh, that looks. You know who else?
She's so good.
She's so good. You know who I'd like to duet with her? Vin Diesel. Can you picture Birdie and Vin Diesel?
Let's cut to that.
Boy.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, family.
Man, I'm so glad I'm here with you. I love being with you and family.
Me too.
It's
hey,
about
you
want to family.
You want to duet lip sync? Oh.
Hey.
Rudy Giuliani's here too. I forgot.
It's me, Rudy Giuliani.
Do you guys want to do a triple trio of lip syncing to Firework?
Yeah, I would love that. Here we go.
That's family for you. Three, two, one.
Right down the river.
That was so good. That was gorgeous.
Oh, Vin, I gotta tell you, I had sex with your sister.
Whoa!
Man, that's like having sex with your sister because we're like family. You know, that's actually really fucked up.
That's my man.
We're basically family.
We're family.
And you shouldn't have done that because my sister's your sister. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, Vin, can I use one of your facial expressions for my improv class? I've been taking UCB one since I retired.
That's great.
I figure as the former mayor of the city of New York, a former presidential nominee, I'm now Rudy Giuliani, level one at UCB improv.
Rudy, I have a question for you since you've been taking improv. On a scale of 1 to 10, how mask are you?
Great question. You do come off a little mask.
Thank you, Vin. I would say
mask you, Vin. Right,
mask you, Vin.
That's gonna be my new protein drink.
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 13 of mask you, Vin. You know what I'm saying?
That's great, Rudy.
I love that, Rudy.
You know, look, you gotta keep it. I'm gonna be on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a Speedo next year. My age, the first man. They're picking Rudy Giuliani.
That's great. You guys wanna go back to the car?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Back to the date. You're the first person I've been with since I got recircumcised.
Oh, my God.
The first time did not go well.
Oh.
Birdie, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard... I'm sorry. I get really emotional when I talk about
my recircumcision. No, it's okay. Take your time, Fran.
Take your time,
So, as usual, like with most people, the first time I got circumcised...
Come on, Greg. Talk about it.
I was 28.
Uh-huh.
28.
And it didn't go well because what was a turtleneck did not become a crew. It became a mock turtleneck.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had like a half skin?
I did. So it almost, my skin almost came around to touch the actual hole, but not quite.
But I honestly kind of prefer a mock turtleneck to a full-blown turtleneck as opposed to a crew neck.
It's too late, Birdie.
Everybody.
I got recircumcised already.
So now you're a crew.
Now I'm a V. Now I'm a V.
I can't use condoms because of my PTSD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with having sex?
Look, I just like, I just think of condoms. It's like, I had a bad time with balloons as a child.
Were you bombed by a condom?
Balloons as a child. There was a water balloons. They were thrown at me in public. I panicked. I got mocked. Little Dana.
I think I can help you. Can I make you your astral birth chart?
She loves this.
I would love that.
Okay, thank you.
What are you seeing in the stars?
Oh, I'm seeing in the stars a lot of Taurus rising.
I see that.
Some Sagittarius lowering.
Yeah.
And I see that you're stubborn, but you shall overcome.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you is smart. You is kind.
Oh,
you is beautiful.
Wow. God, I have to say, I'm really feeling connected to you.
What?
Thanks.
To her?
Yeah.
Well, I live with my mom, just to be clear. She moved in with me, though. I don't live with her, but she owns the property.
Let
me get this straight.
So you live alone.
No, I live with my mom.
You live with your mom. She moved in with you, though, so that's pretty good.
She's our place. Yes.
Yeah.
But
then we realize...
She's actually her place.
Yeah.
Got it. So...
Just to be clear.
Yeah, just
so
to be
you
clear.
So you don't live alone, and the place is not yours, is a different way to say
no,
that.
No, it is mine.
You live with your mom.
Okay.
No, my mom lives with me. She moved in with me, but she owns the property.
So it's your mom's house.
No, it's Birdie's house. Mommy just flew in.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so she lives with you in her house.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes. I hope that this is not out of line to say this.
Uh-oh.
But...
What?
I found a girl that looks just like you on Pornhub. She's my favorite now.
Oh.
She's my favorite.
It might be me.
That's a... Birdie... Birdie has
it might
asked.
Be me.
Are you important?
I am on Pornhub.
Birdie is a bad. She's on Pornhub lip syncing. Do you want to watch one of the videos? You have got to see her lip syncing to You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
I love that.
My
that,
favorite
I love that
song.
Video.
Let's watch it.
Here,
I'll press play on my laptop.
Here we go. Oh my God, I know
so
that.
So good.
Oh my God, so horny. Good. So yeah. Horny. Watching that on Pornhub.
I bet you got a new favorite.
I've got a new
Birdie,
favorite.
Birdie, that was so good.
Birdie, thank
that
you.
Was very.
So welcome.
You're very you. Talented.
Well, I have something to say. I don't know if you guys are going to like or not, but this is based on a lot of research. I think Beyonce's a demon and sold her soul to the devil.
Wait, what?
Also, if you can eat tuna, you can eat pussy. Also, that's it.
Wow. Whoa, wait a minute. You think.
I agree.
Oh,
with
one
that.
More thing. Your grandmother sucks. I hope she's dead.
Whoa!
I don't care
do you
anymore.
Do you know my
I
grandmother?
Guess not.
What the fuck? You Whoa. Know my grandmother?
You
no,
know
but
her
I can. I have very. She does. Birdie does astral birth charts.
I do.
As everyone knows, I'm very, very on the pulse of matrilineal lineage.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, when I look at you, there's something about you that seems you have surpassed grandmotherial trauma.
You know what? I have, I'm on 7 different medications. One is for yeast overgrowth.
Oh, shit.
But I think I get that. I think there's trauma. So you want me to tell you about
I think you got that grandmotherial.
My grandmotherial.
Do you mind if I meet her?
I would love for
okay,
you to meet.
Okay, let's just fucking blow this trash picking place and go meet your bitch grandmother.
My grandmother is such a bitch.
Cut to meeting her.
Jimmy Fallon. Now there's
oh, you're
a man
the grandmother?
I Sorry. No, it's just me thinking about Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you hate Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Grandma. Grandma.
This
grandma.
Is your grandmother.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
This is I hate. Oh, Nana.
She seems okay.
She's such a bitch. Listen, I
What's
wanted
What's your favorite
to...
number?
My favorite 8?
Okay. Grandma. She's
she
humiliating
sounds rad.
Me. She's humiliating me.
She sounds
Nana,
rad.
Nana, uh-huh. This is my date. His name is Greg Bogart.
Like
no
Humphrey.
Relation,
can
no
you tell by my chic impression?
He has a... He
it's a very good impression.
Thanks, no,
Nana,
Grandma.
Nana, she's humiliating what? Me. She's what? Such a bitch.
I'm a bitch.
She does seem like one.
Listen, I have to say, there are a lot of women who want to be magicians, but they haven't put in the work.
They never do.
Women?
Yeah.
Of anything.
What's new?
Oh, okay.
Birdie's the exception. She put in the work to steal the actual fucking Declaration of Independence and laminate it.
I did.
What have you done that's so brave?
Well, listen. Well, I shaved my head.
You're kidding.
And I held hostage our mayor for 3 minutes.
That was you?
And
wow.
I sent a letter bomb to an elementary school teacher.
Oh, honey.
I mean.
I'm very turned on.
Are you?
Yes. Because I hated every teacher I ever had, especially the one that wore the hot pink shoes.
I had one that had hot pink
it
shoes.
It literally drove me crazy growing up.
Did they call you a chatterbox and a social butterfly?
They did.
Oh, my God. Sounds like you guys are meant for each other.
Baby.
Baby.
How would you like a little, how would you like a little sit down in the old lap? How'd you like to live in the lap of luxury?
The way you
because I keep a lot of quarters in my pockets, you might sit on them.
The fact that you hit your pee so hard when you say lap is so jarring.
I don't need to talk about my flow. It is. It's hard and it hurts. Oh, you meant my penis.
Wait, what? I said just the way you said lap.
Oh, I thought, hit the pee.
Yeah.
Sorry, usually in a bedroom situation when someone says hit the pee, that usually means get hard now and I get very nervous.
Whoa.
I don't think you've ever heard that before.
I also don't think you've ever heard
I
that
don't
before.
Think you've ever been in a bedroom situation where someone said, hit the pee.
But it's true.
And you knew.
If you can eat tuna, you can eat pussy, right?
Honestly, if you can eat anything, you can eat pussy. It doesn't have to just be tuna. It could be a nice steak.
Thanks, Nana.
Can I go chomp on you?
Sure, why not?
All right. Birdie, can you cover our shift?
Yeah, sure. I love picking up trash.
Thanks.
I once wrote a comment on a Vice article about hating brunch, and it went viral. See you later.
She's famous.
Wow.
This was so fun.
This was so fun.
And one day, I want to celebrate something very important. I should ask, do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I love Christmas.
Okay, great. Then we're going to get along great.
Okay, well, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Can I have your leftover waffles so I don't have to buy lunch tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Do you mind if I put it on the pizza?
No, that actually sounds good.
All yours, baby.
Bye.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. Well, guys, how do you think that date went? What line? Oh, you, I mean, your podcast, you must have heard so many wild things said to people on dates.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the wildest one.
Has anything ever been said? Like, has anyone ever, because I feel like I date some, and if it doesn't go well, it's usually not because no one was a crazy person. It's usually because it just no one was feeling it.
Yeah, it's either no one is feeling it or, like, someone, I've been on dates with rude people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a man who, he said something, like, rather depressing, and I was like, you should go to therapy. And he said, therapy's for rich people. Oh. And then he insulted me a bunch later.
Oh, wow. God. People are so exhausting.
I have to say, like, I was married for a long time, and then, like, I got divorced during the pandemic, and coming out, like, dating really for the first, like, it is wild.
Yeah.
It's hellish.
It's really wild what people will say, and, like, I don't know if it's L.A. in particular, but, like, it was wild
what people will say. It might be L.A. I don't know. I think everyone's, like, truly nutty after the pandemic. Like,
was it worse?
I didn't think about that, but
was it weirder,
I think you're right, too,
after the pandemic?
Right after the pandemic, I felt like people were like, I'm ready to make a connection.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, everyone's like, I'm here to be the worst person I can be.
So you really, actually, it's a great point, because I do think that, looking at it through that lens, you do, trauma appears quickly on these days, quicker than it ever did before.
It was a weird time.
Well, we went through a fucking pandemic
trauma.
And we're not talking about it anymore.
I know, that's so
like,
true.
Like, people are dead and we're like, tee hee hee, should we go see Beyonce?
Yeah.
No, it's
and I'm
like
going
a literal
to.
1 million people. Are you in LA?
Yeah.
You know, I know people who are like flying, well, at this point, because you probably got them earlier, but people are like flying to like Krakow to see her in Poland because apparently everything, including the flight, is cheaper to go there than it is to even buy a ticket now here.
Wish I had looked into that. That's annoying.
I know, right? So people are like flying all over the world from the States.
Wild.
Just
I love
to see
it.
Her.
She's and,
like,
powerful.
Also, the fact that she's going to Krakow, I would never think that like the Polish were ever up for a good time. That's a horrible thing to say.
That's really funny. Polish, they don't like fun.
I didn't think they would, but I bet that'd be fun.
They don't strike me as huge Beyonce fans.
No, same.
But also, I guess the world is a Beyonce fan. Also, a little birdie told me that this like might be her last tour for a very long time.
Oh, okay. So then maybe I will pay top dollar.
I think I have to go.
She delivers. Like, there's no one. Okay.
But, so Nicole, you know what? Is looking. Can I give you a tip? Just wait until, because people are trying to resell their tickets, wait until a few days before her show and then buy a ticket then because the prices drop because people are trying to get rid of them.
Why?
That's what I've done in the past and I've been able to
see
her.
Is it okay to go to a Beyonce show by yourself?
Yeah. Yes. I would go with you.
I'll go with you
really?
Too.
Yeah. Even if we have to pay
I'll
a lot?
I'll keep an eye on tickets. I'll call you.
Okay, great. So I would love it. So here's what's happening because, Nicole, you did shoot this a look, which fair. By the way, so fair.
Yeah.
Well, nobody said anything about pumpkin. I saw pumpkin happening.
Also, Arden, since when did you just decide you were going to bake it this week?
We took you off of the baking.
Wait, completely?
Wait, why?
Anna, but I had a 9.5 last week.
Anna took you off.
Why?
I made one joke that the executive team has taken Brian off baking, but I didn't actually mean you can't bake.
I got a 9.5 last week.
I got a 10 from
No, you didn't.
I got a 10 from Mike. From Mike Castle.
Why don't you guys like do like a little rock, paper, scissors?
Well, you can have next week.
That's fine. Will you read Here's the, what happens,
will you,
Nicole.
Will you read the fight between Laura and how Laura's stirring the pot? Laura,
yes,
Laura
but first I have
this.
To explain to Nicole what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
We bake a cake each week for, and cake is whatever.
The flavoring you put in that little dish.
We bake a cake every week. Now, Arden, what's in it this week?
Upsetting.
Okay, the scores have been this. Lauren Lapkus gave it the lowest score, which is a 2. But recently we've had 9s, 9.5s, and 10s. Arden, I really...
We got the 10s with the eggs. Don't backseat drive me.
Well, I am because you took me off the rotation.
We got 10s with my egg white.
Well...
Oh, my God.
Okay, Nicole, here's what's happening. So we're going to bake you this cake. We're going to see if you like it. Now, let me explain to you. Can I do my modeling?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hand me that? Thank you. So this is what they call in the business PB Fit.
Yes.
Okay. So what this is it's just dehydrated peanuts.
Yes.
That's all this is.
Is it peanut butter protein powder?
Yes, but no, there's not like added protein or anything. It's literally peanut powder. I see. But if you add water to it, it just becomes like straight up peanut butter.
Oh.
Except, get this. It is 8 grams of protein. 2 tablespoons is not 190 calories. It's 60. And the total fat goes from 17
to 2. We love peanut butter. We love peanut butter.
We eat the shit all the time.
We love peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, too. I eat Santa Cruz peanut butter.
What? Oh, sure. Delicious.
That's nice.
Where
that's
the only ingredient is peanuts.
That's the way to go.
That's
nice. I don't like it. Stuff added to it.
Me neither.
Makes it so strange.
It's weird. But if you don't ever make the mistake of buying PB2 if you ever are to do
it.
PB Fit is the way. PB2, there's something they do that just doesn't feel.
It's not quite.
It doesn't
look
like
CB2. It's like give me the Crate and Barrel.
I love a CB2.
Give me what my mother had.
What did you? Will you show the camera and the audience what you brought to add today?
I brought a melted Cadbury milk. Caramello Koala. It's milk chocolate with, I think, caramel.
And you got it straight from where?
I got it straight from England.
Yeah.
Or maybe honey. Scotland. It's from Lawrence Cheney.
Yes.
I saw her at DragCon, and she had these because she said, and I quote, "Your chocolate here sucks. It's fucking disgusting."
Yeah.
You know what? There was a big controversy about that.
Do you want to know why? I watched a video. I did no fact checking.
That's okay.
But apparently there's some sort of man-made acid in our chocolate that's the same acid that produces when you puke.
Yes.
This looks nice.
So that's why Hershey's sometimes tastes a little bit like vomit.
Yes.
This looks nice.
It's true. Next time you take
Next time you have a Hershey Kiss.
That's going in. That looks
Next
nice.
Time you have a Hershey Kiss, you'll taste
you'll
it.
You'll taste
Now I don't eat American. It's just gross.
It's gross.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's very strange. We do a lot of weird to food. Shit.
Nicole, what do you do to keep your spirits up? What's your self-care routine?
Well, I cry in the shower until I feel like I've become so ridiculous I start laughing and then I worry that I've lost my mind.
No way, you've gained it. I think that sounds wonderful, to be honest with
you. I cry in the tub. I light a candle and I put a song on, I cry in the tub.
Yeah, I just like, I'll cry driving. I do like crying.
I do too.
But when I'm not like in
what do
the
you do
throes
for your,
of...
What do you do for your skin? Your skin is like stunning. Do you have like a morning routine or anything
like
that?
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not kidding you at all.
Well, I'm wearing some makeup because I have bad acne scars. But I've been trying to drink water and
you
look
fresh as hell.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you. You really do.
I've been doing a lot of pole dancing.
I saw that. I love it.
So at like a class or like you do it at
I don't do classes anymore. I do private lessons for like 2 hours.
That's hard. That's really hard.
It is hard. And then on my own, I have a pole at my house. Nice. So I practice there. And I'm in the midst of trying to like decorate the back so it feels like a very nice place to be.
What's your favorite song to dance to?
Oh, I dance to all sorts of songs. I don't really like dance. I like tricks. I'm not, the goal is not to be sexy. I have no desire to be sexy.
You're being athletic.
I want to be strong and scary.
Yeah.
I like that. I do find that like getting in the body. I mean, that's why even when we started doing tennis like clinics where there was something about getting me out of my mind and just sort of moving around a little bit, like is good for the mental balance. Mm-hmm. Just something to like move it through you a little bit.
Do you take magnesium?
No.
I'm asking for a friend.
What's magnesium?
I have a friend who started taking too much magnesium.
And I don't know how she's doing.
I think it hurts you a little bit. I think it's supposed to do, like, it helps your bowels.
It makes you sleepy.
And it also makes you sleepy. So people take it at night so they have a clear as day morning.
Oh, wait, but that's nice.
But yeah, then if you overdo it, people are taking too much. So that's what's happening.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
This should be a medical show, I'm discovering.
I think so.
We've actually talked about Ozempic, Wegovy, magnesium.
Wegovy is the one that is strictly for weight loss.
It's like, remember when Wellbutrin was also a quit smoking drug and they called it something else?
I was on Wellbutrin, and it made me so anxious.
Yeah.
I was on Wellbutrin too, and it made me really sleepy. And my doctor said, well, that's not a thing. And I was like, yeah, but I am.
But it is.
I'm me personally, I am a sleepy person. And I took it to quit smoking and
Zicam. That's what they also called it. Zicam. Wellbutrin is the same thing as Zicam, yeah.
I took it to quit wait, what was it?
Did it work for the
quitting?
No,
I was on because I had like bad depression right before my period. So I was on Wellbutrin. Yes. But then it made me want to quit smoking, so then I stopped taking the Wellbutrin.
Love it.
Because I said, I would, Jesus Christ.
No, it doesn't look like much, but I have to tell you, it's not bad. And we all get to taste it.
How do you know it's not bad? Have you had it?
Yes, I have it every week.
Dr. Banana!
Twice a week. But the recipe's different every time.
Ooh, that's a
big bite.
That's nice.
How is it?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I have so much resentment about being taken out of the rotation.
You could go next week.
No, I know. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Will you just show that to the camera for 5 seconds?
I eat a lot of weird shit.
You do. Oh, of course you do. That's right.
You can't possibly like this.
It's not our best one.
This is nasty.
I'm going to be honest with you. I like it.
Thank you, Brian.
You always like it, though.
Brian and I like it, too.
Okay, 0 to 10, you have to rank it.
You're on Nailed It, so you've tasted some bad shit.
You guys would love the shit that's made on Nailed It if you like this.
0 to 10. We want it honestly. Don't sugarcoat it.
You can give us a zero.
Let me actually taste it.
Thank you. This is upsetting.
Any better?
Look at her face.
I can't tell if that's a smile or not. Maybe she's smiling. Maybe she's smiling.
That's not a smile. She's going to give it a 1.
No. I think I'll give it like a 3.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. That wasn't our lowest.
It's not good.
Thank you.
But I can see it being a filling of sorts, and then more baking would happen to it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm also not a pumpkin girl.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would rather a sweet potato pie. So that's a good idea.
Okay, that is a good idea.
We could try adding sweet potato to this.
Let's try that.
It also needs more sugar.
It does need more sugar.
Now, that's a controversy because some people have said don't put any in, but we always say put more.
No, you have to put sugar in. We should have put more in.
Arden, what are you giving it this week?
Oh, Lord.
I love it. I give it a 5.
I'm giving it a 9.
Oh, my God.
Anna, you don't even try it this week.
I just tried it. I want you to eat that because that's got chocolate in it, and that might be very good.
All right.
I give it a 5.
I mean, I think it's a 9.
I think the chocolate is really good.
Oh, the chocolate's nice.
Anna, do you want to try it?
I just took a bite.
And? What do you give it?
I'm taking a bite.
I would give it like a 3.5. Look at there's still powder in that.
Yeah, this is tough.
No, but that's
you
good.
You guys are just so fucking shoveling it in your mouth.
So good.
I feel like
you don't understand. We were raised by like my family had absolutely no taste growing up. It was like
we're like a diet, the cottage cheese.
Like I got nothing good.
We like live at the dump and we're like orphan
kind
raccoons.
Of. That's yeah. what it. You know, Boxcar Children. That series. That
I used
like
to
you guys
love
are the
it.
Boxcar.
I used to be
children.
So jealous of them.
We're disgusting.
I did. Like, you know, when you watch Mommy Dearest and you're like, they had it pretty good. That's a problem.
The colors of this thing you guys are scooping and shoveling in your mouths is there's no consistency.
You know what,
I love it.
I love that she's the host of Nailed It and she's shocked.
You're right.
I mean,
I like it when it's overdone because sometimes if it gets, you'll find a corner that's overdone.
Crusty and like,
it's a little
hard.
Rubbery. It's a little rubbery.
You are.
I like that. The person
sick.
Who has had the grossest baked goods in the world is actively shocked and grossed out.
I mean, it's just, you didn't finish stirring it.
You didn't finish stirring it.
Good one.
They make the nastiest thing then become defensive.
I like when I get the powdery parts.
It looks like dog shit. And you are
the look isn't great. I give you that.
In your mouths.
We couldn't necessarily cater an event.
It's
with
on
this.
Your fingers. Like it's really it's like it's savage. That is truly simply the only way I can describe that. You savagely eating this dessert. You've never had dessert before. It's really incredible.
I gotta say, I'm not even playing it up for the camera. I love it.
No, I know you do. The way you guys are shoveling it in your mouths, you've never had anything you liked better. It's really unhinged.
Arna, we really do have to start treating ourselves better. There is a life beyond this.
No.
Yeah, you're
right. I say no. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
That's what we like.
Okay. Nicole.
Nicole.
I want to say thank you for being here, but by the end of this, I don't know how I felt. Thank you for being here.
Nicole,
just the lifting, the scooping. You can't end the podcast because you're like, we got to get to the end of our dessert.
We're ending it now.
Oh.
Watch Nicole on everything. She's
nailed
like a star.
Grand
nailed it. Grand
Nicole,
crew.
You're such a star.
Nailed
thank
it. Grand
you.
Crew. All the things.
Buy
follow her,
book.
Her on.
Watch
listen
her
to
special.
All of her things. Watch her on.
You guys are doing the Batman series on.
We unfortunately are.
Oh. Where are you at? Have you started?
We haven't started yet, and I've only seen one Batman movie, and it was the Robert. What's
Pattinson.
His name? I saw that one,
oh,
and it was 3 hours
Batman.
Long, and I was like, could have been longer. I have no taste when it comes to movies, so I might actually like these movies. I don't know.
I've seen a few of them. I saw Batman. The one with Michael Keaton. I saw Batman Returns, which I loved because that was the one with Catwoman. And then I saw, I guess, all the Christopher Nolan ones except the last one.
So you guys did Lord of the Rings. You did Star Wars.
Yes.
You did Marvel.
I'm with you on Lord of the Rings. I hate
it. Which is your least favorite franchise?
Lord of the Rings.
Me too. I would double down on that.
Oh, my God. I used to get dragged to all. Awful.
God bless. I was like
awful.
3 hours of like just nature and fairies.
It's awful.
And then Gollum. I did like Gollum.
I liked Gollum.
Me too. Gollum was the best part.
I liked Gollum. It was on he's a star.
I think
Gollum
he's kind of cute.
Star.
Not the Gollum, but the guy who Andy Serkis. I think is
Andy
Serkis
is so hot.
He kind of is hot, right?
Yeah. He's so cute.
He is.
What
he
if
is
you
cute.
Dated Gollum?
Well, I would.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Wait, Ryan, are you single?
I am.
And you're looking?
Yeah.
How long have you,
do you
been
have someone
single?
For me?
No, I sure don't. No, I won't do that to you.
I've been
people
single.
People do that to me all the every week on my podcast. They're like, oh, I have someone for you. Let me, like, get my Rolodex and say
no.
And then
right,
nobody
yeah.
ever gets
no,
back
that
to
doesn't
me.
Happen.
No, I'm not going to lie.
I've been
dude,
single
no.
for, like, almost 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dating is hard.
Dating fucking but sucks.
I feel like my
it
standards
sucks.
At this point are,
are
just,
still
like,
single,
so
Arden?
Through the roof.
Not right this second.
Lucky.
Thank
How'd
you.
How'd you find them?
I literally deleted the apps because my feelings were hurt. I was like, I went on dates with 20 people in 8 months, and I...
That's a lot.
It was a lot. I did it. I was like, I've never done it. I'm going to just, like, try it. I'm going to just do it. And I felt bad. And it's not even like, I'm actually okay being single. It was like that. It was just like, it was coming out of the pandemic. I was mm-hmm. like, let me just learn how to date. Like, and then I was like, okay, this is way too much time for something that's not like my huge priority. So I was mm-hmm. like, let me just delete these and do stand up again. Like, if I'm going to go do something at night, let me go.
And
do
you found someone doing stand up?
Out in the world, yeah. Out in the world.
Is it a man?
It's a human man.
And he
yeah.
saw you be funny and was like, that?
Yeah.
It's never happened. So you're making it up? This never happened to anybody.
You know, when you put it like that, it does seem too hard to believe. Yeah.
I know. I feel like this was like a unicorn. This was like a one. This was my friend's friend, though. It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't out in the wild.
Because every man who's ever seen me do stand-up goes, "You're pretty funny. Keep it up." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you.
Are you fucking serious?
Giving me the motivation to continue performing."
Every guy I went out with from the apps, like. And it didn't matter if it was from Hinge or Raya. Like, it'd be like, they had good careers. And they, like, date three, they'd be like, I want to be a stand-up. It's like, first of all, you're not funny.
It is wild how many men think they're very
hysterical.
Funny.
Very funny. It's also like, there's no point of entry. If you really were brave enough, go to an open mic.
Yeah, go do it.
Go do
it. What's keeping you?
If you're not, then go do it.
Right, there's no real easing into it.
No, that was I felt like every guy eventually was like, I want to be an actor. I want to be stand-up. And it was like, they would reveal it around date three. And it was just like, but you're a lawyer, you're a journalist, you're a baseball player. Like, why can't you just want to do what you want to do? Like, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, right. But like, don't make it seem like it's that easy to, I don't know, that was just, it bummed me out.
Yeah.
Nicole, thank you so much.
Thanks for
everything you've
me.
Brought to the literal table.
We were really happy that you were coming.
I know,
thank
we were so
you.
Excited.
I was excited to
effort.
Do it.
Thank
and
you
I'm
for
sorry
your time.
I was late.
We don't care.
I was late too, I'll
I had
be
a
honest.
Leak in my house that's being
fixed. Oh, that
fixed.
Sucks. Leaks are a bummer.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
Anything
me.
Anything you want to promote in particular?
Just season two of Grand Crew. It's on Peacock.
We've had,
do it.
We've had
Jaquez, Carl.
Carl, Jaquez, and Carl have come.
Also, Peacock has like pretty good stuff on it.
I agree.
I got to get Peacock.
I started watching Poker Face.
Poker
Fantastic.
Face is great.
It's so good. And then I do watch Dateline on there because they have all the episodes. So I dive into that every now and then.
I love
He loves Dateline.
Usually, I fall asleep to it usually.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you to all my fans.
Thank you to Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes. Thank you to,
Vin, you to
Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Thank you to Vin Diesel.
All right.
Go see Fast X. That's what I'm going to promote.
Oh, that's how they're saying it.
Okay,
Fast X.
Okay, great. Okay.
I think it's Fast and Furious 10 or
Fast
10.
We got to go.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted one of these shocking lines this week.
And if you want to submit them yourself, you can just DM us on Instagram at napspod. You can follow and DM us.
You can also email us at napspod1@gmail.com.
Great.
So cool. So thank you this week to Leslie Batildwell, Garrist, Crowded House, Alec 4664, Velma Jones, Grace Fan, Hey Taylor May, Jay Bresk, Mark Evans 88, Jenny Bento, MMWE, Ali Loves Art, Alex Drusbonsky, Jennifer Lordish, Judy, The Bow Digital, and Love McVishton. And Jessica.
We wanted to thank Christina Duty for giving us the location. We also have Brianne, C.M. Rollins, Megan C., Olivia Gillespie, Wes Wallowed a Fly, Beck, M.J., Hannah, Kelsey Fiona Toberg, Cheeky Classricer and Sleepy Universe 1111.
I would sleep with all of you based on names alone.
Oh my God, the names alone are spectacular.
We also got some absolutely.
Oh, we have so many
gorgeous.
Nice reviews. We're almost at 400. Star. Go to the Apple.
Please, it helps us so much. Go
because
to the.
We want to get renewed. Right now, we're on for 15 episodes and we want to get picked up.
That's
so
right.
This helps us. If we get a lot of stars, it'll help us do more than 15.
So please rate, review, subscribe, write at your podcast app from Apple and anywhere you get this podcast, please do it. It helps the podcast tremendously.
We got a really cute one. This is 5 stars. This podcast is hot, Brian, from Babineau. You will slap your knees and cream your jeans. Arden and Brian kill it every week, and the guests and production crew are the bomb. I savor it through the weekend like you would or wouldn't a pumpkin PB2 mug cake.
God bless. We got another one. CC45 says, could not be happier. 5 stars. Love these two. And together it's a wild ride. Off to reread Little Miss Little Compton.
That's sweet.
It's Arden's book. Go see it. Go see it.
Go see
Go
it.
Go read it.
Brian will be doing a one-man play of it.
It's called Go See It.
Here's one for you. This is from Daily Dose of Julia. 5 stars. Really a fun ride. Came for Lauren Lapkus as a guest. Stayed for the PB2. I literally just got back from the store having bought it. This podcast is hilarious and fun, but why the obsession with peanut butter and pumpkin. And
why not?
In what world do these two go together?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Also, Rye Hansis came for the Brian, stayed for the yard, and so many great tips for first dates. I'm ready to jump back into the dating scene after listening to this podcast. Wild. It's beautiful out there.
A 5 stars one from Here Come the Pretzels. It's hilarious and silly. Brian and Arden and a guest have a chat, improvise a scene, and close with a wild cooking segment. It's the new Today Show.
For sure. It's the 5th and 6th hour of the Today Show. Nick017 said, the best burnt throat podcast. 5 stars. Wonderful.
Yeah, the best burnt throat podcast.
Such a huge compliment. Everyone, please rate, review, subscribe. It helps the podcast enormously. Also, thank you to Dr. Banana, a.k.a. Anna Hosnier. Also,
Mark Rivers.
Mark Rivers. This week, Zach is on the keys.
Zach's on the keys. We also appreciate Big Money Players, Will Ferrell, for having us on.
And Sergio Lopez for doing our socials.
Sergio's so talented.
God bless all of them.
God bless each and every one.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Well, it's fabulous and chic.
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.